What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, the corn market, Don, 14 up days in a row. And if we were to close up today, which at one point last night we were up 13 cents, but we still have some more trading to do. Today would be the 15th day in a row. This record goes all the way back to the 50s. Pretty much, Don, if it's open, it's up. Stocks, commodities, risk on, gold, silver, Bitcoin up 4,000 over the weekend. And the only thing that's down right now is crude oil on an OPEC meeting and, of course, interest rates. So big dynamic risk on the first trading day of the year.
So what's not hot in this market, Tommy?
Well, we talk about prices going up. You're old enough to remember that thing called inflation. And so with inflation comes higher cash rents. Less trust in the American dollar. The American dollar was a standby, and as the American dollar goes down, it just makes people look at other currencies like the euro. Euro currency currently trading 123. Dry South America, not hot. That they need rain down there in Argentina, and they're just really suffering. Last on my list, Mr. Don Wick, $5 corn just doesn't work in E85 plants. $4 corn didn't work too well. The ethanol companies had problem with 350 corn. So troubles here in the ethanol industry, going to start to lose some domestic demand.
Those ethanol companies certainly were challenged already by COVID and the lack of driving miles. This is going to be a bigger challenge.
Absolutely. Our only hope with corn is to keep having these large exports, which is actually happening.
Thanks, Tommy. What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Remember, futures and options have risk.